Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, and thank you for listening today. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. We are throwing a live secret show, a little party, Halloween party, at Club Fugazi. Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon, San Francisco's hilarious pop culture musical review, is the perfect night out with friends. Get tickets at beachblanketbabylon.com. Club Fugazi is where that happens. At Beach Blanket Babylon. And so we get to take over the theater that day. It's on Halloween day itself from 11 till 1. And the only way in is to win your tickets. So be listening 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock every hour. At about 5 past the hour, we're going to have your chance to win your way in to the live secret show. If you've never been to one and you enjoy the secret show, you should come. They get completely out of hand.
Yeah.
Like that last one we did at the Sonoma Mission Inn. Is that the last one we did live?
Yeah.
That one was out of control. I don't even remember what we said, but I remember sitting there going, oh my God.
Well, the stories that
I know
some people tell.
People are amazing.
It's a super fun event. I don't know how listenable it is because by the time they're edited and bleeped and all that, it's probably a disaster.
Right.
But as far as being at the event, that's really cool,
yeah,
man.
It's a good time. I mean, it's certainly a crowd of people that, you know, y'all have a dirty little secret together. Secret Show's a podcast.
It's evolved into its own thing that's pretty special.
Yep. So, 8 o'clock will be your first chance to win your way in, and we're doing this all week, all day long. All right, Celebrity Trash. On Sunday, you may have seen some of this. Alyssa Milano started the hashtag MeToo. As a way for people to identify themselves as victims of sexual harassment or assault. And in 24 hours, it had been tweeted about 500,000 times. A lot of people are posting it on Facebook and other social media as well, just with the hashtag MeToo. And then yesterday we saw that Lauren Holly had added her name to the long list of women who have been harassed by Harvey Weinstein in particular. Martha Stewart said, Martha Stewart was a model, I think, early in her career.
Mm-hmm.
She said when she was 16 years old, she was sexually harassed, not by Harvey. She just said that she had experienced this. America Ferrara says she was assaulted at 9 years old. What's the name of her show?
Ugly Betty. She obviously, it's not on anymore.
What's that show that she ended up on after that? Is that like novella? Isn't she on that?
Like telenovela something?
Spanish?
It's like a Spanish novella, but it's done in English.
I don't know about that.
That sounds familiar.
I watched an episode of it.
Oh, you did?
And I think she's the star of it.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but
because, I really like her.
Because her character and her real life look and her Ugly Betty look are so different.
I know. Huh?
I'm not sure it's her.
Elle Magazine did a Women in Hollywood event on Monday night, and they had a number of high-profile speakers, women up there. Reese Witherspoon took the stage, and you can add her to the list of women who have been treated horribly by men in the entertainment industry. She revealed that she was sexually assaulted by a director. She did not name this director. She was 16 years old. She said,
"I can find that out right now."
Yeah, try and find out. I mean, how many movies did she do when she was 16?
Reese, yeah.
Yeah, she says, "I feel true disgust at the director who assaulted me when I was 16 years old and anger at the agents and producers who made me feel that silence was a condition of my employment. And I wish I could tell you this was an isolated incident in my career, but sadly, it wasn't. I've had multiple experiences of harassment and sexual assault, and I don't speak about them very often." On the plus side, she feels like all of this is going to lead to positive change. She says, "I feel really, really encouraged that there will be a new normal. Life is going to be different for women in Hollywood because we have your back, and it makes me feel better because, gosh, it's about time." Of course she says, gosh. "I'm so sad I have to talk about these issues, but I would be remiss not to." Like Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Lawrence shared her Hollywood horror stories at Elle Magazine's Women in Hollywood event. She said, so this is Jennifer Lawrence talking about, she said, this is such a strange story. She was much younger, just starting out, and the producers of a movie she was going to do said she had to lose 15 pounds in 2 weeks. And from there, things got weird. She said, during this time, a female producer had me do a nude lineup with about 5 women who were much, much thinner than me. And we all stood side by side with only paste-ons covering our privates. And after that degrading and humiliating lineup, the female producer told me I should use the naked photos of myself with these 5 skinny women as inspiration for my diet. Jennifer complained about it, but she complained to a man. So that didn't work out. She complained to a male producer. He said, I don't know why everyone thinks you're so fat. I think you're perfectly effable.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, I guess. Mm. Lena Headey.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Cersei Lannister.
Yeah.
I don't know if you say her name Headey, Hetty. I don't know.
Yeah.
Say Hetty.
Really? Hetty?
I don't know.
She says that she had to refuse Harvey Weinstein's advances twice. Molly Ringwald shared her first. She said she had her first experience with sexual. Her first. When she was 13 in Hollywood, sexual harassment. Kevin Smith is hit pretty hard by the Harvey Weinstein thing. He's done a lot of stuff with... Harvey Weinstein has apparently produced a lot of his movies.
Yeah, every single one.
I think every single one of them that he broke with, and it was a Weinstein.
Wow. He just announced he's donating all his future residuals from anything Weinstein produced to a nonprofit called Women in Film. So that's all his money.
That's good.
Yeah.
Great.
Even though it was already a given that he was going to be fired, despite the contractual clauses that Harvey Weinstein...
But didn't he always say... I feel like he always said that he hated those brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I felt like...
Oh, I didn't... No, I don't think I've ever heard that.
Okay.
But possibly. So this... conference that the board was having, remember Harvey was going to call from rehab. He called into the board meeting, and I guess they were all braced for angry Harvey on the phone, and apparently he officially resigned. He reportedly apologized for all the trouble that he's caused and said, I have a real problem, and I resign. And I'm sure they all went, phew.
Mm. Is a Harvey Weinstein there?
Right, yeah.
Well, who was this guy?
What'd you do with Harvey?
Please stand up.
And now Bob Weinstein is being accused of sexual harassment. So that's great.
What?
A producer on the now-canceled TV show The Mist says he made unwanted sexual advances toward her for 3 months and only stopped when she got her lawyer involved. Bob says, that didn't happen. Mm.
Jane the Virgin, by the way, is the show I was talking about.
Oh,
and what? America's not in it.
People are saying that's Gina Rodriguez. I did look into it. There is another it was a shortly run telenovela that she was on. It was a male and a female, Vinny, so perhaps that was the one. It was on ABC. That was called, telenovela titled Pedro and Maria.
Huh. I got to get a better
Modern
filing
day
system.
Romeo and Juliet.
Kids, don't do drugs or drink. You'll end up with just a bunch of info
Also,
scattered all over the place up there.
I mean, that's what we do every day is go through info.
Also, don't get old. It really hurts the filing
that's
system.
That's true, too.
It really, just like the random access is simply not there the way it used to be.
Right.
Enjoy it while you got it, I guess is what we're trying to say. It's going to happen to you, too. If you're lucky. Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
Did a song in 2012 called Cola about older men. And they're
Hold
saying.
On. Are you into her?
I think she's good. I do like her.
Okay.
She's not really for me. Like, I like a power, female vocalist. I'm way more into Pink than Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
But I do think that her music is different and interesting.
All right.
Yeah. Are you into her?
I'm not. Yeah. But I don't dislike her. I just don't. I've never been inspired to buy an album.
That's how I feel. I'm always interested. But
I have played, I'd say within the last month, I've played Fiona Apple.
Oh, sure.
Really like her.
Well, there's a power vocalist. Yeah. I mean, she's amazing.
So, go on, you were
Moody
saying.
Moody but powered.
She said, well, apparently this is through a source. I don't know much about this particular song really at all. It's called Cola. It was released in 2012. It's about older men, and she apparently has said to people, it's about Harvey Weinstein, and to the point where his name was in the song, and when he found out, he went nuts and made her change it. So,
how have they worked together?
I guess she did a song for, she did a song even years after this for a movie called Big Eyes.
Ooh, I love that movie.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, I've never heard of that movie.
Yeah. It's about a woman who was an artist, a true story, and her husband would take all the credit for his
art.
Yeah,
right. It was filmed here.
I do remember that.
Well, many scenes were filmed here. It was placed in San Francisco.
Like when we were kids, those pictures were everywhere.
Yes.
The big sort of doughy-eyed, you know, overly huge eyes.
It's Amy Adams and Christoph Waltz.
Yeah. So
and
good.
He took credit for all her paintings, huh?
Yeah, he's like, if people know it's a woman painting it, you'll get no credit.
Yeah.
If
so
it's
I'll
a man.
Take all the credit.
So you'll get no credit either way. I'm going to go ahead and take all the credit.
Exactly. They end up in court, and the judge goes, all right, well, let's see who paints. So they have to do this standoff painting.
Oh, nice. That's there it is.
And, of course, she's the painter. She paints a wonderful painting, and he's got nothing.
Right. Because he can't paint.
Yeah.
Burn.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great. So the lyric in this Lana Del Rey track, Cola, it goes, I got a taste for men who are older. It's always been, so it's no surprise. And it was originally followed by the line, Harvey's in the sky with diamonds and he's making me crazy. All he wants to do is party with his pretty baby. Plus, it also says in there, I know your wife and she wouldn't mind. Apparently the song is ironic. She wasn't into Weinstein at all. Surprise. So I guess that she wrote this song after he was pursuing her. I'm not sure how they originally came into contact with each other, but apparently she had to rebuff him several times and finally said, look, I've got a boyfriend and get away from me. I'm not into you. But then she wrote this song about it.
Wait a minute. He didn't knock down her door in a bathrobe and start
maybe she has really strong doors.
Yacht.
I don't have the story of what atrocities he committed. Let's just assume that that's what happened, because that seems to be the story. When Weinstein heard about the lyrics to the song and that his first name was included, a source says Harvey went bananas and insisted that she change the lyrics, which she did, removing his name. So the line now goes, ah, he's in the sky with diamonds and he's making me crazy. Now that you know where Harvey fits in, you can see that it would slide right in there. Oh, boy, it just put it back. So now she's saying it's... So she changed the lyric sheet, but didn't re-record
the
song.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
She changed the lyric sheet, but not
Well, there's enough
song.
Clues in Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Like...
Why didn't we all see it? I guess he did get her to do a song for Big Eyes. Yeah, okay. Oh, this is the song from Big Eyes?
It's slow.
Yeah, yeah, I do find her very interesting. Maybe I should spend some time. Ooh, that's
it's
pretty.
It's just so dreamy. And
play
I know.
Summertime. Play summertime.
Like, I can't even imagine a time when that would be what I wanted to listen to. Like, I wanted to cry and be depressed.
Right.
Or
as you guys are saying words about how to describe that, the first one that came to mind was boring. Yeah.
Just like, I guess, I don't know, if I'm going to get up on a Sunday morning and want to chill, I'll just stay in bed. Like,
I mean, I could see that being in a movie or a soundtrack.
Sure.
That's
yeah.
whatever.
No, it's perfect
a
for
scene,
that.
A scene, it's a background. It's
right.
not.
It's moody for this particular scene. Is this like a upbeat Lana Del Rey song?
Yeah, this is what Whom Requested.
Summertime Sadness.
I mean, I could see that being at a club, you know. Dun, yeah. dun, dun,
Even
dun.
That would be, there's probably 100 million songs better than that for the club.
Right.
I bet, though, that there's someone out there who's like, oh my God, I just lit candles and took a bath to Lana Del Rey last night.
Of course
sure.
I did.
It's
right.
the best.
Yeah.
What else would I do? And it seems like even though it's sort of moody and chilled out, it's I always feel like there's secret messages in Lana Del Rey songs. Like she seems like a kind of a twisted person. Mm. The first time I ever saw her was on Saturday Night Live years ago.
That wasn't
and it was frighteningly bad.
Well, she's the person that they stopped her tour and made her take some, or the
lessons,
rumor was
right.
she had to take some stage lessons because she had no ability to affect the audience with her presence.
It was a terrible appearance. You felt bad for her because you're watching someone who's just shaking in her boots and like wide eyed and kind of standing there and half singing. And I just thought, oh my God. And then all the stories came out that she was gave her, you know, lessons on how to be more confident, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. Like, what are you going to do?
Or just make her sing on stage a bunch of times. Right. Like, I don't know if she'd toured enough to just... That's one of the things about the American Idol kids that people gripe about is...
Right. They have no real experience.
Part of the way you get good at singing and being on stage is by touring.
By singing and being on stage.
Yeah, you got to go out and do shows.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, now she's a superstar. People love them some Lana Del Rey. Mm. And she is not a Harvey Weinstein fan. The Han Solo movie.
Mm.
Do you already see this, Hooman? I know you probably have
the
news,
reveal of
news
the
news
name.
Is yes,
the
news alert site. But be prepared to be totally underwhelmed.
Yeah.
The name of the new Han Solo movie is...
Here we go.
Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Yeah.
They
should have just called it Han Solo. Remember yesterday when I went to say something, we were referring to the first reboot.
Yes.
And even you guys are the biggest Star Wars geeks. Hooman's the movie reviewer, and no one could remember the name.
Force Awakens!
Yeah, now you got it.
I couldn't tell you the ones.
It's better they do make them simple because they're just going to leave everybody, even people who love it, going... They've already confused everyone with the first three and then their backstories.
I know. They did have the middle three, the first three, now these final three. And now there's all this, the Rogue One and the Han Solo, the standalone stories. I like it. I love the universe. It's always fun to go and see those movies, but I agree with you that's, you know, it's very confusing which one is which and what number it is.
And while Rogue One was good, you can't end a movie like that.
You can. That was what happened.
That's
wrong. It was the side story.
Uh-uh.
No, I felt like that was, they had, because even in the very first Star Wars ever, they had the plans that they'd sent and they said, a lot of people died to get these. Here they are.
But it starts off with, you know, Darth Vader chasing. Do you remember?
Look, if Indiana Jones can survive a nuclear bomb in a refrigerator,
that
then
was
those
dumb.
Two, well, whatever.
God.
Those two didn't have to go that way.
I just want to say, Vinny just referenced the worst Indiana Jones ever made. That was the worst one. That was so dumb.
Was that the fourth one?
Yeah, the one with Shia. Skull? Shia LaBeouf.
Wasn't that? I like the titles on those, too. It's like Indiana Jones and the Curse of the... Dumbest crystal skull you ever saw.
You know what's interesting? Vinny mentioned a lame part in the film, but there are way lamer moments in that movie.
The ant scene.
Yeah, when the ants carry the guy down the ant hole.
I loved it. They made ant chains to get to the people. You can't get away from the ants, man.
Anyway, I just don't like the way Rogue One ended. It shouldn't have ended that way.
How about the way La La Land ended?
I don't like... You know I hate that.
He's very particular about his endings.
Why can't it end nice?
Ron Howard.
You make me travel this whole way, and then that's how you're going to end La La Land? I sat through those songs and dancing on the freeway?
Yeah.
Come on.
Good times, man. So Ron Howard announced on Twitter, it is Solo, A Star Wars Story. It stars Alden Ehrenreich as Solo, Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian. The cast also includes Woody Harrelson, Emilia Clarke, that's Khaleesi, and Tandy Newton. It's due in theaters May 25th, 2018. That is right around the corner. That
is
seems
it?
Highly unlikely. Yeah, that's 7 months from now. What is that? 8 months from now. I mean, didn't they just hire Ron? They must have shot a lot of it already. Anyway, The Last Jedi, which I think is chapter 8. In the Star Wars saga, comes out in less than 2 months, December 15th. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including a really neat story about a young kid who lost everything in the fires, and people are helping him out. It's pretty neat. And more after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is really good. You should try it.
Yeah, it's great. Clean
as often
and easy.
As possible. Like twice a day.
Yep. Just or maybe like, you know, just once you get there, click around a little. Mm-hmm. Clickety click.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
I don't know Justin Herman, but he's got a plaza here in the city.
He does.
He's very controversial mayor.
Why?
People don't
oh,
like
really?
Him.
Yeah. It turns out, yeah, they're going to change the name of the plaza named after him because he's a jerk.
Is he still around?
No.
What was so bad about him?
The article here says that, let me see. If I can find it. Herman was executive director of the San Francisco Redevelopment Agency in the 60s. His legacy includes the demolition of more than 1,000 homes and businesses in the Western Addition and the displacement of the largely African-American families who lived there.
Oh.
On Thursday, the Rec and Park Commission plan to vote to strip his name from the large public space here in the Embarcadero.
What are they? Are they thinking about naming it the Sarah Vinny Plaza?
Yeah,
we would love that.
They should.
They should name it that.
That is one of the questions that will come up. What name should follow in?
Let's lobby for that, you guys. I want a plaza.
You
How
want
fun
a
would
plaza?
That be? We've been here 20 years. Come on, give us a plaza. We didn't displace anyone or tear anyone's houses down. We try to help in any way we can.
We're bringing joy
yeah.
to America.
Come on, man. Sarah and Vinny Plaza. Sarah and Vinny Plaza.
The front runner. There is a front runner name, yeah. though.
There is?
What is it?
The Robin Williams Plaza.
Oh, all right. Fine. Robin can have it.
No, he's already got that.
Yeah, he's got the.
Area.
No, he's got the bridge or what?
Oh,
tunnel.
Really?
The
I shouldn't
tunnel.
Have given up so
yeah.
fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's hard to argue yourself over Robin
I
Williams.
Wonder though if people, what do they have like an estate or who like
yeah.
who would? I wonder if they'd be like, we'll trade you the tunnel for the plaza.
Yeah, I think we'll take the plaza, not the dirty. I mean, that place tunnels. They're just filled with soot, grime.
Well, and as tunnels go, that's a short one.
It is, but it does have the rainbow.
I know,
over it, so that's
and he
nice.
Had the suspenders. I get that whole connection, but it's short.
It is.
Oh, let's see.
It's not like a big impressive tunnel.
Maya Angelou has oh. been suggested.
Yeah.
Wow.
African American.
What is her connection to here?
Isn't she from here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she here. Is. Yeah.
Maybe Justin Herman displaced, you know, a family member or something.
An African American photographer, David Johnson, Tina Modotti, an artist who lived in SF briefly, then moved to Mexico, Harvey Milk,
oh,
and Warren Hellman, who I'm not familiar with.
Well,
Warren, that's Hellman Hollow. He already has something. Don't give him two things.
It's hard to advocate for yourself.
He's
but
the
I still,
guy that does be, the hardest.
It would be
circuit.
An honor, and we'd talk about it all the time. At least we'd talk about it all, you know.
Or just Embarcadero Plaza. Oh,
yeah, boring. That's the other one.
What about Willie Brown? I like him.
Sure.
He's
I like
a nice
him
guy.
As well.
He's a snappy dresser.
That's
yeah.
for sure.
Very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I prefer Sarah and Vinny.
Well, yeah, let's just go with that.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
150 years ago today,
yes, I'm with you.
The United States officially purchased Alaska from Russia.
Oh, is that so?
Do you want to guess how much we paid for Alaska?
$80,000.
No, isn't it $20
million? Oh, is it that much?
It wasn't that much.
150 years ago. I'll say $92.30.
No, it was $7.2 million for the entire state.
How and it's
of Alaska.
Huge.
Of course it is.
Is it bigger than Texas?
Oh, yeah. It's half the size of the U.S.
Oh, is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
It's
always smaller on a map.
I don't have that in my little snapshot here, but I thought it was interesting.
It's 424 million acres. Does that help?
How no, big?
Not
find
not
out
all.
How big California or
you can fit Texas. Texas and Alaska twice.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Oh, it's enormous. My God, thank God we got that. It's going to be great when global warming makes that the only livable place in America.
So it's bigger than Texas, California, and Montana combined.
Oh, my
wow.
God, it's
Whoa.
Enormous.
In the mid-80s, Alaska's oil and gas reserves alone were worth $200 billion. Just the oil and gas.
One of my
Is Russia bummed?
Oh, yeah, they're bummed. Please. They've given up so much land. It's ridiculous. That's why Putin's losing his mind over there.
One of my all-time... That's why?
Yeah,
one of my all-time
why.
Favorite movies
yes.
was filmed in Alaska.
What is it?
Snow Dogs.
Oh,
well,
Jesus.
No, that's not it.
Which one?
Insomnia.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's a great movie.
I love that movie.
Who's in that movie?
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino and Robin Williams.
Yeah,
right.
It's excellent.
I don't know if I ever saw that.
Is Robin Williams like a killer?
He's a bad guy, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Why is that a reveal in it?
Well, yeah, it
it's
is.
A, you know, don't
but hurt. The way it ends is, how'd you like that ending?
I don't remember the ending.
Not you, him, the guy who does
it. Well, it's not, that movie is not a story where the two people, you hope they connect, you followed their love, yeah. There they are supposed to be together, and then the guy's alone, and she takes off with some dude. What the hell is that? It's La La Land. Yeah. Sorry, everyone, spoiler alert.
So I was...
How the hell are you going to end it like that?
They showed that they'd moved on in their lives and that every
they
story hadn't. Doesn't
he
have a happy
He was alone
ending.
And missed her.
No, he was fine.
And he let her go.
He was feeling
to chase
fulfilled.
Her dream, hoping she'd come back, and then she didn't.
But she inspired him to chase his dream as
and
well.
And then she shows up with her husband to make him feel horrible about
didn't
himself.
Didn't feel horrible? He was like,
please,
oh,
listen
how
to
amazing.
Him. He wants to kill himself.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
I love that. I think it's a sweet little tune.
You hear him?
I know. It's lovely. Thank God Ryan Gosling saved jazz.
If you read between the lines, he wants you to hold his head underwater in the bathtub.
No,
he does. He
it.
Hates his life
no,
now because
doesn't.
The woman he loves took off with some dude.
No.
What's the amount above a trillion? What's the next one up?
A bazillion.
Why?
Quadrillion, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so Alaska is worth $1.8 quadrillion.
Oh, that's a lot.
It's a good investment.
I mean, we're still talking about it because we're talking about insomnia.
Oh. And then La La Land again.
I don't know how that happened. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You ever be driving down the road and you just got something in your teeth and you just can't get it with your tongue and you start looking around your car for anything, a pen,
every day.
Anything
every
you
day.
Can
oh, every
jam
day?
In yeah. there and get that little piece of whatever it is stuck in your tooth out?
I can't think of a specific time, but that does sound like, you know, when you get something in your teeth, you're looking at real anything, but, you know, fold up a piece of paper to try to get
a
it
car,
out of there.
A business
sure,
card. Business
even
card.
Looking on the side of the road for a paperclip salesman.
Shard of glass.
Anything.
Whatever.
Like, whatever.
But Holman just said that happens to him every day.
Yeah, but I
you
have
constantly
something.
Get stuff in your teeth?
I have something special that works for my... I have stuff in my car.
Is it a Swiss Army knife?
No, it's the special... it's called G-U-M Soft Picks. You get them from Walgreens.
You carry those in the car at all times?
Hell yeah, don't you?
What do you do with the used ones?
Throw them in the garbage when I park.
Does that mean he throws them on the floor of his car?
No, or out
doesn't.
The window
no,
is what he was
litter.
About to say.
He sure doesn't.
Single-use plastic is one of the biggest problems on this earth.
Yeah.
You throw that in the regular trash.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what do you use?
The story is people will use anything when you that feeling.
Yeah. I hate that feeling.
Oh, it is the worst.
And then have you ever been like, get something in your teeth and you're trying to use your fingernail to get it out and then a piece of your fingernail rips off and now that's stuck in your
that
teeth
doesn't
too?
Happen.
Yeah. That happened.
That's
that has
never
happened to me
that's
before.
Never happened.
Many
you
times.
Must have weak fingernails.
I must because I was just like, oh no! No! It's even worse!
Of all the things, really?
Yes.
Your fingernail
yeah,
now
you're trying
becomes
to get it out
part of the party?
And then like a shard of your fingernail breaks off, and now that's stuck in there. God.
I think that's only happened to you.
Yeah, I think you're the
I don't
only
think so.
Person
don't write
on
in
the
minions.
Planet.
Minions, write
minions,
in.
Do not write in. Minions,
minions, write in.
No minions.
800-400-3697 minions. Back me up.
Right now, there's someone out there going, Sarah, that's my story. What are you talking about?
Stop
it happened to me for the millionth time.
Well, good. It happened at the sea. So I'm not the only one it happened to. Now I'm like, now my teeth are like bothering me.
Anyway.
Right now?
Just, you know, thinking about having stuff jammed
in
there.
You want me to go get you the gum thing?
Fine.
The gum toothpick thing?
It'll be a used one, but you can use it.
Hey! No,
one of the things I've tried many times is on the list of things people try. Fingernails tops the list. It's the first thing people do if something's stuck in there is jam their hand in their mouth.
Right. You try to get it out.
Try and get it out. Next is a folded piece of paper or a card.
Yeah.
Fold a piece of paper. The paper, you can get to a nice point and try and get it out of there.
I had Julie Watts from upstairs.
Channel 5, yeah.
I had her business card, and that got a bunch of things out of my teeth.
Really?
They worked great, yeah. And
thank
I didn't,
you, Julie.
And I kept thinking, like, I kind of shouldn't keep that around because now it's been in my mouth and I've drooled on it, but it's her card and I'm supposed to
have this.
And then the next time I got stuff out of my mouth with it, I was like, thank God I saved this. Anyway, folded piece of paper is on the list. A used, a fork, a knife, or a spoon, a safety pin.
Oh, yeah.
Some people have used a strand of their own hair.
Oh, I don't think mine is strong enough to get between my teeth. That's a smart one, though.
Paper clip I've used many times. Yeah. If
ooh,
I can,
metal?
Well, yeah. Listen.
Ooh.
Safety pin I've used.
Something really? Stuck in there, yeah. Mm.
You use what you got to use.
Ugh.
Or you're just going to end your life right there. It's like, if I can't get this out of my mouth,
I
I'm
might
just
as well just smash my face
and
right.
Pull.
Am I the only one that drives with dental floss in their car?
Apparently. Yeah, clearly.
All right.
Quit throwing it out the window.
Yeah, do not do that, dude.
I don't know who you're talking
about.
I'm
talking to you, you litter bug.
You're an environmental catastrophe if you're throwing single-use plastic things like that out the window, litter bug. My God. What's a minimum fine on that? Let's get him. Get him!
$1,000.
How about a fast fact?
I love those. Give me one. I'm going to try not to question it.
The United States is one of the few countries that drinks milk cold.
Oh.
Most other countries use a different method of pasteurization that keeps milk good even when it's not refrigerated. They like drinking it at room temperature. Why are you making a face?
It's got to be cold. I actually put ice cubes in my cereal just to keep it cold.
Ice cubes?
I've told you this before.
Yeah, you've said that before. I never understood.
None of us understand.
Yeah, well, you should try it because it's awesome. Mm. They're still there when you're done eating your bowl of cereal.
But isn't it watery?
You know, you'd think. That's what I thought, but it doesn't really seem to affect it. It just keeps the milk freezing cold. It's so
maybe
awesome.
Maybe you need to turn your refrigerator up.
No, the milk is cold enough. It's just that by the time you get to the end, like, there's nothing worse than like a half a bowl of soggy cereal and kind of warmed up milk. Ugh. Keep the ice.
Use whole milk or 2%?
Whole milk. I like whole milk. It's only 4% fat. Human.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, what about him?
Boo.
Love him. What?
Boo.
I feel bad for that girl that died.
Yeah, that's terrible, but it doesn't mean, you know, hate the artist, not the art.
All right.
Love him.
He didn't do it.
Yeah.
He didn't kill her.
Her family says that
he's
a contributing factor.
Yeah.
What? He tried to break up with her. They weren't a good fit.
Ripped the paper.
He gave her herpes.
Stay with her.
He gave her the herpes.
And kept her on
prescription
meds that were coming
to
different names.
They don't know where she'd been. Maybe she had it before.
Right. Maybe she did.
You know, would you tell your parents you had chlamydia?
Nope.
Mom, guess what?
I had to get a radio show for them
to find out
about that.
How are you today? Not good. The tests are back. I got gonorrhea.
Again.
You're not going to say that.
Oh, well.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Love him.
Yeah, stop it. Jim Carrey had a chance to play Captain Jack Sparrow in The Pirates of the Caribbean, but turned it down.
Yeah, I like Johnny Depp.
Because
I don't
conflicted
like
with his filming schedule for Bruce Almighty.
You know, and Bruce Almighty's great. I actually think he would have been teased too jocular to do the... I mean, I think Johnny Depp is perfect in that. But if it had been Jim Carrey, I'm sure it would have been just as successful. And then we would have just had a whole different idea of Jack Sparrow.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I will get to that story about the Oakland A's fan next news break. The original three Star Wars are the only ones that matter. The prequels were bleep. Force Awakens was okay. Nothing else matters.
I liked LOL. Rogue One. Thought it was good. But I agree with that person. I thought the prequels were just... Somebody do those over and do them well. It was like the
this is how you're
going
to get into the Skywalker Ranch when there's a disaster by talking like
done.
That.
I'm not going to be able to get in there.
Well,
let's,
stop
let's face
talking
it.
Like I, that. You might. I mean,
they just
went
direct.
Back to zero. You were working your way back in,
dude,
and you're back
he's
to zero.
Done with me. He's been done with me for years, even before Jesus I said mean Christ. Things about him. He called me Sith.
And you of all people about the necks. I mean, what is wrong with you?
Well, that's
you,
what
you're
I noticed.
You're the one that's all
what
about
I noticed,
your neck,
man.
And then you start in on his?
Well, listen, I'm very focused on necks, Vinny. I notice. You guys, I'm going on your neck. I'm going to notice it.
925 says, you guys are crazy. I love Lana Del Rey. She breaks the mold for what the typical female pop star should be.
Yeah, listen, we didn't say we didn't like her or anything. We're just not.
No,
I think I said
she's boring. Yeah. I mean, I don't hate her, but yeah, I wouldn't press play on anything she does.
Yeah, she's not someone who occurs to me outside of when there's a story about her.
I think she's one of those sort of, she caught fire with, sorry, that's probably not the right way to word that right now.
She got big.
She got sort of a certain underground push from someone, and she's got a cool sort of, I listen to Lana Del Rey, but I don't. Name one song that's like you're all.
I can't.
Oh, this one song.
Human
I can't
can,
live without.
But I definitely
name the
can't.
One song you can't live without
that's
from her.
Summertime sadness.
She does one about
love. She has a song called Love that's really good too.
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
I've heard some songs that I'm like, oh, that's good, but she doesn't occur to me.
All right, 925 says
AC/DC occurs to me. Like I'll put some AC/DC on. You know. Lana Del Rey, not so much.
925. Weinstein was the producer of only four of Kevin Smith's 13 movies. Hooman is wrong yet again.
Yet again.
Which ones does it say?
It doesn't. But Clerks, I believe, the one that broke him is a Weinstein.
I thought that was like just a independent.
No, he funded it himself, but I think
they distributed it.
They were the ones who bought it or took it
right at whatever film festival.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the top 10 songs in the country at this moment, Vincent.
All right.
I mean, come on. And then, look, more Harvey Weinstein. And more. We'll get through that fast after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.